On time, we're never on time. You know us better than that, Jim Vandermark.
Shaking his head, yes.
I'm confused. Is what? I just smell maple. There's donuts here that the mayor brought.
Very nice of him to do that. Thank you.
But he had to get to have one. So I'm just thinking about when the show's over with, ready for my donut. So if I'm distracted, Jim, you'll know.
I understand. Barb ate all the maple donuts.
The ring I'm thinking about is a ring of dough, not a ring of jewelry.
Is that right?
Yes. Jim Vandermark joining us this morning. He's been following us wherever we go on our Celebrate City series. It's Vandermark Jewelers, trusted name in jewelry on East Broad Street near the hospital. Thanks for coming by as well. And everybody who comes by now is taking pictures of the lake. It's
churning pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. Now it's calmed down just a little bit than it did earlier today.
Yes.
And
but when you get winds out of the northwest, the old lake area runs right across the surface in shallow lake, so it'll pick it up, and it's just amazing to watch these waves come in and knock here. So during the pandemic, we'd come up and grab lunch, and then come up here and sit in Veterans Park next door and watch the lake for just about an hour, just watch the waves roll in. And it's the only way you couldn't get COVID.
Right. Well, you'd see all the – there's a calming about it. It's just sort of free, and it's a great thing to have in Avon Lake, obviously.
I was just talking to the director about the power plant that you were just on the radio about, and it's exciting. I mean, the fact to have some lakefront property that they can redevelop and possibly do some things out of – people are just embracing the lake more and more than ever, and to potentially have that ability to do that. Even in Vermilion, they've also got that extra – piece of property where the Maritime Museum was down there, and you see near hundreds of people every single night come down and watch the sunset in Vermilion.
You don't realize how close the lake is to the road when you're driving by. If you're just heading on your way, every once in a while you get a glimpse between either buildings or structures. But
it's cleaner than it ever's been. It's natural beauty. There's great fishing,
right.
Great family entertainment. So Avon Lake's got a charm of a jewel with that. Even in Lorraine, embracing there, we've talked about that before on the radio, embracing their lakefront more and their riverfront properties and things, which is important. So
right. Well, we know why people settled in this area here. We talked about the different rivers and the trees, but the lake is a great resource.
100% for entertainment, for industry alike. It's been used for many things. So yeah. I wonder if diamonds come in on the lake.
I don't know. Is that what they have, if they had the ship through there? Where do those diamonds show up? They come in on a cargo ship somewhere in New York?
We should. Get a big load of them. So, yeah. Anymore, it's the FedEx man. So, yep.
Did you happen to bring anything for us today, show and tell?
We do have a little piece. This is vintage. And
wait, what is the paper that you always put this in?
Well, this is actually a diamond paper. And a diamond paper is how you would hold a loose diamond. And the theory is that you fold it on the sides and on the top so the diamond could not fall out of there. But then I'd actually just hold the rings in there.
Hmm.
And
why does Craig not even want to grab
it? You
offered it to him, and
yeah,
he kept his hand
it.
In his pocket.
I think he wants to,
I'm going to take a picture of
he
it.
He thinks your fingers are daintier, and he wants to take a picture on your finger.
All right.
So this is a vintage piece.
Whoa.
So this piece is a long-run vintage. This is back in the time period where they actually would hand-carve, do a lot of filigree work out of it. Look
ridiculous.
At Bruce's nails. Look how
Hold
nice they are.
That. Well, oh, my.
Now, why do you have him painted orange? After Halloween, Bruce?
Look at that finger hair. I don't know about that.
Finger hair. Coming right up through the filigree. Boy, good thing it's radio. And so in a vintage ring, it wasn't necessarily about the size of the diamond as much as the workmanship as the mounting. So think of it like a carpenter doing trim work and doing a lot of fancy wood carving in a house, something of that nature. You're going to pass that on to the girls. And so that is a vintage long-run filigree ring.
So when you say vintage,
mm-hmm.
it's not a new ring.
Right, about 100 years old.
This one's about 100
mm-hmm.
years old.
Right.
And how did you come upon this?
I'm usually the last one out at the funeral home.
Wow.
No, look at Barb laughing. No, they are from estates, Greg. But
That's
they are brought
thinking,
they are brought to us by families
right.
who are turning in jewelry, who maybe don't want pieces, who have an abundance of pieces, who need to raise some money for something. And a lot of families will liquidate at the end. And so then somebody might trade it in. They might say, this is not my style, but I've had my eye on that new piece in your store. Can I trade this in towards it? Which you say, certainly. And so we're lucky to acquire. We don't get these vintage ones that often, but we do have a beautiful estate case at the store we've talked about that has anything from the 1920s, 40s, 60s, 80s. I mean, it's just so cool to look, go back and look at the styles. It would be like, you know, walking through a clothing store with clothing from the 1920s. Mm-hmm. Jewelry has had styles every decade and decades of changes.
And with that, there's always something new coming in.
100%.
That's one of the fun things about it.
100%. Yeah, the estate case is my favorite case in the store because I can take you up there and say, oh, we just got this and we just did this. And then they become one-of-a-kind items because in reality, you're never going to get this ring again. They can't produce it again. And when you talk about filigree, you can't even get close to producing it again because there's no artisans that can do the type of carving that you're seeing there. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it has sort of, I don't want to say like a web effect, but it's sort of like spokes that come into mm-hmm. the wheel yep. in the middle
yep.
and the diamonds in the middle of there. This is not very heavy, too. It's very lightweight.
A lot of times when you cut the filigree out right, it was more they needed something light enough that they could carve out the filigree work on. So I liken it, if you've ever been down the Historical Society of the Hickories and you actually go through the Garford House and you look at some of the wood carvings and some of the trim work and the chair rails and crown moldings, you're thinking, wow, that is absolutely gorgeous. And they will tell you that the craftsman spent 2 months in one room doing it. Well, we just can't afford as a society to pay someone to carve a ring over 2 days anymore. It would make it too expensive. So we've eliminated that out of our process. Just like in trims and moldings, you look around this room, it's beautiful, but it isn't. There's not really elaborate moldings in here. But if this was built 100 years ago, it would have this gorgeous, gorgeous trim in it. So think of jewelry in that sense, if you would, and it kind of makes sense.
Right. And thank you for keeping this alive, or in other words, passed on to another generation of somebody.
I personally will never destroy them. And so many of them were destroyed because, like anything, as we tear down an old house, they would get tired of this filigree mounting because to them that was normal. There was thousands of them. And so then they would take the diamond out of there, remount it, and destroy the mounting. And we just won't do it. In fact, we've refurbished a lot of them over the years when we can. Bob has reworked them, put new diamonds in them, repaired some work on them. So if they're salvageable, we love it. And I probably got 4 or 5 in the case right now of different runs and different styles. I just got a yellow gold one in, actually. Very rarely get them in yellow gold. The most of them are all in white. So I just thought I'd bring a little different piece. Kind of mm-hmm. cool, though, when you talk about the history of it. And we just put about 30 items in the estate case a couple days ago, so it's full of all kinds of different new things right now.
Halloween jewelry. Do the people make pumpkins with jewels in the eyes or any kind of things of that nature?
We've seen some bedazzled ones, but I don't know if they're real jewelry. But people do love to put sparklies everywhere as far as that goes. And not a big holiday for us as far as the jewelry world.
So spider rings that the witch would wear, they don't show up in your estate case.
Is this what you want? Skull rings?
Skull rings. Now, that's a whole different place you've got.
And that's an interesting one, too, because there is a whole line of skull-type jewelry out there that is worn by a certain group of people who just love wearing that jewelry. And I had a fella in the other day that had, you know, some skulls on his ring and some feathers and this and this. And to him, that was just very important.
Well, everybody, that's jewelry is very personal, and it's
You like it to be an expression, just like a tattoo or something like that. So you like it to kind of have a character of you, which is why all the colored stones that we have, opals and sapphires and rubies and all that kind of stuff. What kind of stone do you think, Craig, for Bruce would be his type of stone?
I have no idea.
I have no
Flint
idea. He's just speechless.
No idea. Sure. Flint? Yeah, right.
Does he think he's into axe throwing now?
Right. What month are we in?
This is October, so this is opal. And opal is a stone of mystery because it's got all the fire and color in it, and it's kind of fitting that it's in the month of the Halloween. And there's all kinds of old superstitions about opal that you shouldn't wear an opal unless it's your birthstone, and you shouldn't buy your own opal because it's bad luck. And Sandy's sitting over here shaking her head, and that's very true with a lot of people's superstition. But, of course, October is the month of superstition.
Didn't know that.
Yes.
What about holiday sales coming up now?
As a matter of fact, you're right. That's one of the things we should. It's just amazing that we're probably 60 days away or so from the big day, and we are getting the store full of merchandise. We've got some brand new Skylar Page bracelets in, some Frederick Duclos, which is an Italian designer line in. We've got some great new things for the holiday season. Layaway is very available, and so people that take advantage get in for the selection is perfect, and then say, hey, let's put that back. We already have a number of things in and layaway for the Christmas holiday for people. And so we're excited. And then if you're going to custom build something this year, never a bad time to get started the 1st of November so that you can get in line for Bob to be able to do it, whether that's taking those old grandma's old diamonds that are sitting in the drawer and then rebuilding them for the kids or grandkids. We do a lot of that, of course, because there's a lot of sentimental value. In fact, just yesterday we were talking about, I have a wedding set that was a grandma's and there's three daughters, and we're going to take the diamonds out and one of the bands, and we're going to sandwich yellow jackets on the side of it and build a band out of that for a right hand ring. Then we're going to take the center diamond out and make a pendant out of it, and then the other smaller diamonds on the side and make a couple birthstone necklaces for the grandkids. So everybody will have a little piece of the ring that grandma wore for 60 years of her marriage, not in the shape that it was, because no one wants grandma's engagement ring just as it was, but those diamonds are forever and hold a huge sentimental value.
That's exactly right. And, yeah, of course, with the holidays coming up, sometimes engagements take place as well. So Jim knows a lot of things about things that might be happening for folks in the community, but he keeps this, he tells us a lot about things, but you keep a secret well for
That's
the most
true.
Part.
It's kind of like the Kreskin of jewelry.
I guess. I'm not sure how I could.
Somebody spell that for me.
Exactly. Jim Vandermark joining us. Thanks for stopping by, coming out here, and giving a moment to come and take a look at the
lake. I'm glad you guys are out, and it's wonderful to see that the spotlight on town has come back, and hopefully you guys enjoy getting out and meeting people in the community. I love listening to it and have talked to many that do, and what a wonderful day. Next year, maybe we'll have it 70 and sunny when we get to the lake.
October coming to the lake.
You just never know. Today we got it, Bo. If you get a chance, folks, drive up to Lake Erie today. It is always amazing to see her churning like this and moving things up. But
we appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Jim Vandermark from Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Visit them in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital.